You do. When is your birthday?
Mine's the 31st day of May, and his is the 31st day of May. Like I told him, I said we had the same birthday, but we're a long way apart.
Yeah.
he was 6 years old. He was 6 or 7 this past last day of May, and I was 76 on the last day of May.
Yeah, 70 years difference. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, if he acts the same way his father does, you say that the boy, what? His father. And we said before that if he looks like his father, or resembles his father, if he acts like his father, what do you say?
I don't know what to say about that.
Would you say the same thing? Or
I'd say the same thing. You know, he resembles him.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Midwife? Mm-hmm. Are there... Do you know, Queen Robinson, have you heard of her?
No.
Lady who lives up in, she lives toward, well, she's a midwife. I just wondered if you heard of her or not.
Does she live in Folkston?
No, she lives just before Folkston.
I know of some Robertsons that lived up there, but I didn't know that there was either one of my midwives.
Her last name is Robinson, I think.
Yeah.
Robinson.
And I knew of some of them up there, but I didn't know there was a midwife in there.
If a city person like me comes to the country, what might the country people call me behind my back?
We call it town dude.
Town dude?
That's right.
And how about if a country person goes into town, what do you think the people in the city would call him?
They call him a country boy or a country cracker. Most of the time they call him a country cracker.
Country cracker. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black, or people who were slaves in the country before the Civil War? What do you usually call
them? They call them ex-slaves.
Okay. But now what would you call them? Like, well, people who live in here?
We call them nigger.
Yeah.
Some people call them niggero, but there's a little bit of a difference in a niggero and a nigger.
What is it? What's the...
Well, the Negro had real big, thick lips, real big mouth, most of them. And the nigger don't have that real thick lip.
Oh, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah. And that's right.
If you were angry with a nigger and thought that he was no good, how might you refer to him? What would you
call him? Nigger.
And what do you usually call a person who belongs to the race that you and I belong to?
Well, we call them, you mean white, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them white. It's different. In that, you take the people that's got a lot of Irish blood in them, they're more or less red. Mm-hmm. You know, they're redder than the other. And we have people that tell me that they're dark skinned, and they tell me they're more English.
English?
English than the other. The Irish and the English. And the Irish,